your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Stop, guests. What's up, everybody? This is Paulie.
Hello, Paulie.
Question. I've been, I don't even know if you call it dating, fucking, whatever the case is. I've been with this girl about 2 years now. She's hot, which is always the biggest of bonus points. And I'm a bigger guy.
Okay.
Who now has lost 115 pounds, kind of coming into my... myself.
Pause
as well.
This. What was I just talking about? How the unearned confidence a man gets when a woman supports him. This fat cocksucker. This bitch was lifting his stomach up to suck his dick for years. And now he's lost. I'm guessing that's where this call. You know what? Let's just see where the call goes.
Yeah, yeah.
She was there before the weight loss journey. So it's ideal to keep around a girl like that.
Now, in a perfect world, I keep her around.
This girl has...
There were no other bitches around.
I mean, she's a crier at the end of nights of drinking, and it's always about the bad and never about the good.
This
and I'm a very
awesome.
Positive...
this
very
him
positive
making the case.
Outlook on
she's
life
too negative for me now that I'm fucking
person.
Not fat as shit.
She is too to the extent, and then once she hits that wall, it's like... depression and sad and somber and feel sorry for herself. And I mean, how long do you stay and
this
put up with that
shit.
To an extent? I feel bad. Don't want to leave her after you hear some of the things, but then it's like, well, I don't want to be fucking miserable. And one, we're drinking and partying all night, and now I got to sit here and listen to this. It's like fucking draining. So. Any advice on what I should do? Do you feel bad on leaving, or do you
what a
do
fucking
try to
asshole.
Tough it up and stick around for her, or put yourself out to her and give everybody the opportunity, or a fair opportunity to get at you now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're giving everybody a fair opportunity. God
hopefully
forbid these whores or whatever small, shitty town you're from don't get a chance
you.
To suck the loose skin off your tits, you fucking animal. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's wild.
Did he know that, like, were you thinking this way when you were fat? Like, that's the thing.
Yeah, she wasn't annoying when she was fat.
She wasn't annoying when you were fat?
Yeah.
But now she's annoying? Be honest with
she's
yourself.
She's probably depressed because she
He's
had
like
to...
looking at his muscles in the mirror like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
He's like flexing.
Yeah, it's like, are you even hot, bro? Or are you like, are you just not that fat anymore? Like,
big
that's
difference.
Not necessarily,
big difference.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Don't get too ahead of your, don't get too ironically big for your britches here. Yeah, I mean, you're clearly being a dickhead here. You're inventing problems now that you're not, because now that you think you can get better pussy. And that's fine if you want, but I'm not going to let you lie to you. You're not going to lie to me. You're definitely not going to lie to yourself, okay? You're doing this because you think you can get better pussy now, but you said she was hot. Now, did she support you through your weight loss? Did you ever think maybe you could support her through her fucking mental health problems? Also,
bang.
With no other information here, right? It sounds like drinking is the problem.
Yeah.
It sounds like maybe the way you
That's
had a fucking,
fair.
You had food addiction is this
We're
woman.
We're drinking and partying. I know what that means.
Right. Like, can you help this girl through? It sounds like just not knowing her at all. If this all happens, if all this is triggered when she's drinking, you got to fucking maybe help her get sober, be a fucking good guy. But
yeah, she got you off the pizza bagels, you get
that's
her
right.
up the boost.
But the thing is, you're not a good guy, you are a piece of shit. And if you admit that to yourself, fine, break up with her, try and get pussy, see that it won't even be that, you won't even be that successful. And then maybe try and come crawling back. But anyway, yeah, dude, don't fuck it. I'm offended that he's even trying to make this about anything other than, hey, now that I lost weight, can I get better pussy? Is it unethical?
Like that it seems like he's just coming out the bathroom with like a powdery lip. You're like, what's the matter?
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on?
Like, this just, like, take the weight loss out, and it's like, okay, people break up. You know what I mean? Like, you just, shit happens. But this added element is like, come on.
Also, you can also tell that he's conscious of all of that.
Yeah, so he's aware.
So it's like, yeah, man,
and people will say that about you, too.
Like, you're trying to reward, you're trying to fit the narrative to, like, you're still a good guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah.
Yes, you're not. You're not. That's fine. I mean, I have that joke on my first special where it's like, when my dad had a heart attack, he lost a bunch of weight and started cheating because he was like, oh, this is... Sweet. With his second lease on life, he used it to get pussy, right? And, like, that's what this guy's doing right now, basically, or trying to do. And you can do it. You're just a bad guy for doing it. Anyway, whatever. That's okay. It's okay to do that. It's okay to be a bad guy sometimes. Just don't lie to yourself. That's all. Be honest with yourself. Oh, this is this fucking guy. That's so fucking funny. I just love hearing people pretend shit isn't what it is.
I did love the language of give everyone a fair shot.
Yeah, give everyone a fair shot. He's like, look, ideally I'd stay with her. Like, I'm not a fucking idiot. Like, don't whatever's
ideally,
in your fucking
crier.
Yeah. Yeah, if she wasn't depressed sometimes. Fucking
I'd
asshole.
I'd put up with her shit.
Yeah. And she's hot, and she fucked you when you were fat as shit. That's the thing. It's like, I honestly do want to go back and give women who have fucked me in the last 6 months like a medal of honor. Because, man, am I fat. My dick has barely worked. I'm fat as shit. When it has worked, I'm winded fast. You got to do a lot of work.
Top? Can you get
yeah.
on top?
Or I'm busting. Yeah, top? Or we're getting my dick to the point where it's like, all right, we're a few busts away. Now I can fuck until, you know, like, certain women, and that guy... Like, I would have none of that. It's crazy, dude. Yeah. It's like you're like, you forget. Unless she's been difficult the whole time and maybe she didn't help him. Like, I guess there's a possibility that, you know, we're taking an uncharitable view, but I don't think that's the case.
Well, he diminishes up top. He says, we've been dating or, I don't know, fucking for 2 years.
Right, buddy. Yeah, come on, bro.
Helps you lose 160 pounds?
I kind of, but that's the other thing. We don't really know, like, I don't think this is the case, but if she was, like, not helpful or even, like, because honestly, sometimes I've been dating girls where it's, like, I'm trying to lose weight and, like, just our fun little lifestyle, it's hard to, like, you know, like,
yeah.
Like, we go out, we get stuff, yeah. It's, like, we're drinking, whatever, and it's, like, they haven't really been supportive. And that has kind of annoyed me sometimes. Like, these are flings, like, whatever. Just, like, I would stop seeing them or whatever. And so maybe that's the case, I guess. But that's not the case here.
Yeah, he was probably depressed also when he was overweight. True, so it probably was masking his energy.
Right.
And now that when you work out, you become more active. You, like, a little bit more, like, oh, I need to go out. I need to, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's possible.
So he's probably, like, probably not on the same page.
Could be.
Level as she is.
Yeah, and he doesn't feel the need to get her on his level. He's like, new bitch o'clock. I just checked my watch. It's new pussy o'clock. It's head from some bitch from a bar 15.
Right as she's tearing up. Like, yeah.
I also...
Another car's
here. Car's here. Car's
my God. We get it. Your fucking mom died. Shut the fuck up.
I got a dick and two balls. 6 months.